It's now again. Welcome back to It's Now Again. I am your host, Jeremy West, and today we're going to talk about, we're going to continue our series on healing from religious trauma, and we're going to cover a crucial aspect of healing from religious trauma, setting boundaries. For many, this is a challenging step, as strict boundaries might have felt wrong or selfish in certain religious settings. But in the healing journey, boundaries become vital tools of self-care and growth. First, let's explore why boundaries are essential for healing from religious trauma. Many religious environments teach people to prioritize obedience or sacrifice for the greater good, often leaving little room for personal boundaries. This conditioning can make it difficult to feel safe asserting your own needs and preferences. Setting boundaries allows you to reclaim control over your time, energy, and emotional well-being, building a safe foundation for growth and healing. One of the first steps in setting effective boundaries is identifying where you need them most. Take time to reflect on which people, situations, or conversations trigger stress or discomfort. For instance, are there individuals who constantly question your beliefs? Do certain environments feel overwhelming? Journaling about these experiences can help clarify where you need space, and mindfulness practices can assist in recognizing these triggers as they arise in daily life. Once you know where you need boundaries, it's time to communicate them. Clear communication is key to setting effective boundaries, especially with people who may not understand your journey. Try using I statements like, I need space to explore my beliefs, or I'd appreciate it if we could avoid certain topics. Remember, it's okay to be firm without apologizing for your boundaries. Protecting your well-being is not selfish, it's necessary. Setting boundaries can sometimes lead to uncomfortable reactions, especially from those who may not understand or accept your healing journey. Prepare yourself for resistance, but know that you don't owe anyone an explanation beyond what feels comfortable for you. Try practicing responses in advance for difficult conversations, and remember that you can reinforce boundaries gently yet firmly. Having supportive friends or a therapist or a coach to talk through these experiences with can also be helpful. Mindfulness is an excellent tool for reinforcing your boundaries. By staying present and grounded, you can better recognize when a boundary is being crossed, and you can respond in the way that you would like to instead of reacting in an automatic way. If you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, take a deep breath, tune into the present moment, and remind yourself why this boundary is important for your healing. Consider incorporating a daily mindfulness exercise that strengthens your connection to your own needs and values, reinforcing your ability to set boundaries confidently. It's normal to feel guilty or second-guess yourself when setting boundaries, especially if past conditioning has taught you to prioritize others over yourself. Practicing self-compassion can help you stay grounded and remind you that these boundaries are part of your healing journey. If feelings of guilt arise, gently remind yourself that setting boundaries is an act of kindness toward yourself. Healing takes time, and self-compassion is essential and allowing you to grow without self-criticism. Think of yourself as a garden. This garden contains everything that's essential to you, your thoughts, emotions, energy, and identity. Without a fence, anyone can walk in and trample the flowers, pick the fruits, or leave behind weeds. But when you build a sturdy fence, you protect the garden from intruders who don't respect it. This doesn't mean others are unwelcome. Rather, it means they can only enter through a gate you open willingly. Setting boundaries is like building that fence. It's a reminder that you deserve to protect your garden and to decide who can enter. Just like tending to a garden requires regular care, so does maintaining your boundaries. And that's all I have for today. Setting boundaries is crucial. It's a crucial, empowering step in healing from religious trauma. Remember, boundaries are not walls to keep others out, but tools to protect your inner peace and growth. For more guidance, visit jeremywest.net, where I offer coaching and additional resources to support your healing journey. And if there's a question or topic you'd like us to cover, email me at itsnowagain@gmail.com. That's all the letters, no apostrophe, itsnowagain@gmail.com. Until next time, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.